First things first, we say hello to the star of the show, the man of the hour, and my buddy Tom Fortino. Tom, how are we doing today, my friend?
You know, I'm doing great. As James Cagney said, a reference that most younger people would say, who is he? But top of the world, man, top of the world. Yeah. That was one of his shows. So I'm a big James Cagney fan. But anyway, there you go. I'm on top.
I will say this. I bet there's a lot of folks that did catch that reference. I'm sure there's some that we drop every now and then that people go, what in the world are these two guys talking about? But I'm sure there's a pretty good swath of our audience that picked up on that one.
All right. Well, hopefully.
There you go. Well, listen, you and I have a lot to talk about on the program here today. And obviously, when it comes to planning for retirement, Tom Fortino and his team at the Alpha Wealth Group, they've been helping folks right here in the Chicagoland plan for their financial future. And they're just a phone call away, folks. So if any of the topics that Tom and I cover on the program are of interest to you, you'd like to learn more, well, keep this phone number handy, folks. It's 630-864-6711. Again, that's 630-864-6711. Or he's online anytime at alphawealthgroup.com. Again, it's alphawealthgroup.com. Well, Tom, I wanted to start out having a little fun on this week's show, and I'm sure there's some folks listening today that can relate to this. Oh, the things that we can do to save a few pennies along the way throughout life. Well, comedian Greg Warren says his dad is a loyal St. Louis Cardinals fan who loves a promotion that takes 20 cents off his convenience store coffee if the team scores six or more runs. Take a listen to this.
We're watching the game one time, and it's late in the game. The Cardinals, they're winning like 5-0. And basically, they had the game won. But he's locked in because he hadn't gotten his coffee yet. And our best hitter came up, and he grounded into a double play to end the inning. And my dad looked at me and goes, seems kind of fishy, huh? Yeah, they're point shaving, Dad. They're point shaving. Yeah, the Cardinals are in collusion with Mobile on the Run, so you don't save 20 cents on your coffee tomorrow. Like, I would call the FBI, Dad. This has got to go to the top. This is important.
And the reason I wanted to play that, Tom, is it reminds me of my father. When I was a kid, he would embarrass the heck out of me. There's a penny, a nickel on the ground. Hang on a second, kid. I got to go pick that up. But there's a lot of folks out there, Tom, that have been saving and saving and saving for decades. They get to retirement and they're hesitant to spend. Mm-hmm. So when you sit down with folks who are in a similar situation, how can you really help them loosen up when they get to those retirement years?
Well, you know, Kevin, this comes back to this thing. We talk about it, and we talk about having an income plan. Mm-hmm. And, you know, let's dig into that a little bit, because it's not just, okay, it's an income plan. Well, there's a lot more to it. But if you think about it just from a standpoint of, you know, the stress levels, there's been a lot of studies that have been done. This was Retirement Income Institute. They said guaranteed income gives retirees a psychological license to spend their savings in retirement. I like that. License to spend. So let's talk about that. And so when we look at your plan, you've got this pot of money or pile of money, and you've heard me say it before, it's not about growing a pile of money and picking at it, you know, because we have this fear of running out of money and this anxiety. And it's a valid fear because we're living longer than ever. We're dealing with market risk and all these other things. And so this scarcity mindset, and it's unfortunate, and it doesn't have to be that way. That's why when we talk about income planning is the cornerstone. And look, I'm an investment advisor rep. We do portfolio management. I think we do a good job with it. But it's more than that. That's why we talk about the five pillars. And guess what the number one pillar is? Having a guaranteed lifetime income that lasts for your lifetime, and if you're married, your spouse's lifetime. This is so critical. It's almost like I liken it to, hey, you know, when you get on a plane and they go through the whole process and they say, look, if we have a loss of cabin pressure, you know, you take out the mask, secure your mask first before you help others. That income piece is securing your mask, because now you can say, all right, I have investments. You know, you're a little less apt to get emotional with that. So this is why it's so critical when we say, hey, let's give you that license to spend. So, you know, I offer the income planning packet, and I've offered it before, so I'll start with that, and then I want to get into some specifics here. But this income planning packet, it also includes the worksheet, your budget and income worksheet. It includes the ideas of creating income from Social Security, that decision. What should you do if your pension? There's a pension decision. And then also we'll talk a little bit about annuities and then your investments, okay? I'll talk about four sources of guaranteed income here. But if you want that income planning packet, this is really the blueprint or the process, let me say, to get you there to start. You'll go walk through this. You will have an income plan, certainly, and this is where. So let me offer that first. For those of you that want it, 630-864-6711, 864-6711, to provide some clarity in what does it mean to have an income plan. We'll get that out to you. There's no cost or obligation. Again, this is the income planning packet. It includes the Social Security decision. It includes the worksheets. It includes the ideas of creating the truth about annuities. All of that's in there. We'll put it together for you if you want that. This is a great starting point, and then we can reduce the stress level and create these guaranteed incomes. What are some examples? Number one, Social Security. That's a guaranteed income. Mm-hmm. Okay, Forbes has said that over 90% of people have a shortfall of almost over $100,000 of lifetime benefits because of the claiming strategies. So it's pretty important we make a solid decision there. We can talk about that. Another area is pensions. You know, you have to make a decision on pensions if, for those of you who have a pension. What's the survivor benefit for your spouse? And then we talk about annuities. We can use those as well as an example. These are things that, as now we start stacking these, right? If you have a $70,000 Social Security benefit, we've talked about that before. Go to SSA.gov. Find out what your benefits are. If you have a $60,000 or $70,000 benefit between you and your spouse, pretty important to know that. Now we have a pension. Maybe that's $30,000. We stack on top of that. And then we can look at using, again, these annuities. I had a meeting last week. I had a couple of them. And I explained, he said, I'm hearing about these annuities. How do they work? So I went through it with him. I said, let's understand them. And I'm not pro or con, but this is a transfer of risk, right? Because you actually are creating your own pension. And I showed him, look, here's where you can create another $30,000 of income for you and your spouse. Now, this is a lifetime income that doesn't go down if you predecease your spouse. It is for both your lifetimes. And he had a pension of about $20,000. He had Social Security. Here we go. And now he was over $100,000 of income. And guess what? Only one of those incomes went away when he predeceased his spouse. That was the lower Social Security. And so this is what I mean about creating an income. So imagine, as we said, you know, I quoted that article. This was from the Retirement Income Institute that said, and we'll call it the license to spend, guaranteed income gives retirees a psychological license to spend their savings in retirement. Mm-hmm. This is why income planning is so important. So I hope I'm defining it. You know, you can use investments, and some will argue treasury bonds, and those are guaranteed income because it's a government security. The default risk is pretty much zero. It should be, I hope. But anyway, this is creating an income plan. Imagine if you could create an income, you could set back and say, yep, it looks like I'm going to have income for the rest of my life. And for those that are married, you know, for the rest of my spouse's life. How would that make you feel? And guess what? Now with the investments, the emotions, the stock market, that hopefully is going to reduce the stress level. This is why this is so important. I maybe get a little animated, but I offered the income planning packet, but I'll take it one step further, of course. This is what we do. And so if you want to schedule a time to come in, you can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com, and schedule an appointment right online. If you want to chat or just, you know, give me a call or email me, we can also schedule a meeting if you want to come in. We'll do a complete lifetime income quote. We'll show you these ideas. We'll run the analysis. We'll test your plan. And guess what? You're going to walk out of here knowing where you stand. You're going to know what your income, where your income sources are. You may be in a better place than you think. That's the reality of it. So this is what we offer. So give us a call. 630-864-6711. No cost or obligation for that. I think it's a pretty big piece of your plan that you want to get in place.
Tom, I saw a recent survey from Fidelity here, and I found this number kind of alarming when you think about it. Found that 72% of current retirees wish they had opened a Roth IRA earlier in their careers. They said they missed out on tax-free growth and withdrawals. So, Tom, let's talk about some of the lessons we can learn from those folks and how you can help our listeners so they don't end up in a situation where they say they should have started earlier in life.
I hear that often, Kevin. It's interesting. 72%. I believe it could be even higher. When we start talking about tax planning, and that's something we incorporate into our planning, it's so critical. I think it's one of the most overlooked areas in retirement planning. You know, I get this a lot. People come in and say, I ask these questions and I'm just not getting answers. And so we go through this in detail about what you can do. I'm going to make one response to this, which is it's never too late, right? Yes, you could have started, but time's going to pass anyway. So 5 years from now, are you going to say again, man, I should have started this 5 years ago? So these are some great opportunities to do some things with the Roth IRAs. I'll make a couple comments here about them. I want you to understand them and how they can work. I just had a meeting this week. Someone came in. They had money he's retiring. He's, 66, I think. He's retiring maybe in a year. His wife is still working, about the same age. You know, we talked about Roth, and I said, look, you know, you're still working. I think she's going to continue a few more years beyond that. As long as you have earned income, you can contribute to Roth. And I said, you need to be putting, this is my opinion, you got to put $8,000 a year into these Roths. You can put $8,000. Think of this. I said to them, they're saving money. But I said, as soon as you put it in the bank account, as soon as you put it in a brokerage account outside of a retirement account, you've lost that ability to get tax-free money. You want to put it in a CD? You can own a CD and a Roth. The difference is you're getting 4% on a CD. Well, you got to give 1% to the government. Now you're down to 3, and you know, in a Roth, it's tax-free. But anyway, I said, look, $8,000 each. So think of it this way, too. Within 5 months, roughly, sorry, we're going to, it's going to be the end of the year. You know, January 1st, you can do another $8,000 each. So, you know, as I was, we were sitting there, I said, that's $32,000 between you and your wife you can put into a Roth IRA that will go tax-free the rest of your life. It's not too late. Mm-hmm. And for many of these people, it's not. You can put money into a Roth, as I said, even if you're putting money into a 401k. He had a 401k. I said, use that too. But and you can do that. You can put money into a Roth even if you're not working. It's called a non-working spouse. If one spouse is working, you can still put money into a Roth. You can put money into a Roth at any age. So, you know, it's never too late. And then I told him, look, when you retire, your wages are coming down. Guess what? You're going to be in a 12% tax bracket. Mm-hmm. Guess what we can do now? Now we pivot to Roth conversions in a 12% marginal tax bracket. I mean, this is, to me, I know taxes aren't supposed to be fun. I'm sorry. Now, it's fun when you get to tax-free.
Right.
But think about this, Kevin, what he's accomplished. He's obviously got more money in tax-free. That will never go on his 1040, okay? Mm-hmm. Also, he's reduced his required minimum distributions. You have 7-8 years sometimes after retirement of runway to get money from forever taxed to never taxed. So you've reduced your RMD. You potentially could get more Social Security tax-free. You've eliminated what's called the widow's penalty or reduced it dramatically. Because keep in mind, when you pass away, your spouse is now filing individually. They could be paying double in taxes. Mm. Okay, so not with Ross, they're tax-free. They don't impact Medicare premiums. So, and to the lesser extent, maybe for some, hey, your children and grandchildren get the money tax-free, income tax-free. Isn't that a good thing? One move or a couple moves, you can do all of these things. And that's why, you know, we incorporate this into our planning. It is integral to what we do. I mentioned it before, Kevin. We're an investment advisor. I'm an investment advisor rep, part of investment advisor group. But if someone's not looking at your taxes, and we haven't even gotten to tax efficiency, what you own in different accounts, we're missing a lot of things. And then it's going to, at some point, you're going to be, what do you mean I have to take out $40,000 of my account? Why is that? Well, because you have RMDs. That's why we call this potentially a tax time bomb. You know, so for those that want help, I always say, pick up the phone, give us a call. We'll talk to you about not only Roth IRA contributions, Roth conversions, Roth 401ks, HSAs are tax-free. We've updated our report because the new laws have changed and, you know, the contribution amounts. Just updated all of that in our Getting to Tax Free report. And we have a tax reference guide. We can get that out to you. You can start looking at some of these ideas. There's things you can do now. So if you want that report or if you want to schedule a time, bring in your tax returns, 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. We will do a forward tax plan for you. We will take a look at things you can do. We will uncover ideas maybe you weren't unaware of. And don't forget the big, beautiful bill. If you're 65 or over, you have another $6,000 deduction per person, which means maybe you have more latitude to do some conversions and still stay in the same tax bracket. This is, again, I don't like getting excited but about taxes. Who wants to?
Right.
I'm sorry. You'll clear a room probably if you said, hey, let's talk taxes. But there's opportunity here. And so I said, if you want some help, please pick up the phone, give us a call. 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. Wouldn't it be great if you could, like I said, 5 years from now, say, I didn't wait. I didn't procrastinate. Mm-hmm. That's the key to this.
All right, Tom, I can visualize it right now. There's some folks mm-hmm. driving around right now. They're going, well, you know, we hear about this tax-free growth. We hear about tax-free yep. withdrawals. But are there any hidden costs or surprises we should watch out for? How do you answer that to folks who still may be a little skeptical that there's still something else lurking out there that they may be caught off guard by?
You know, first of all, I would say you got to deal with the rules today, right? Uh-huh. You take a look at them. A lot of this is really numbers, Kevin. Mm. And so you want to be strategic about it. So, you know, for example, if you're saying, you know, Roth IRA contributions, you can, if you have $8,000 sitting in the bank, you can put it into your Roth. It's not, that doesn't create any tax. There's nothing there. It's just you're putting it in. It's money you already paid tax on. But the difference is now it grows tax-free forever. Mm. And that's a huge benefit. As far as conversions go, that's a separate thing. You can do both. You just want to understand your marginal tax brackets. And again, that's what we do. That's why we offer these guides that show what the marginal tax brackets are. You're in a 12, I'm saying, why are you not doing conversions? Even in a 22, you may want to consider it. Again, you're moving money forever. So just understand those moving parts. And if you're not getting this advice and you're wondering, are there things I could be doing to put myself in a better situation, or are there things I'm missing? We didn't even get into tax efficiency. I mean, you think about it. I always say, look, if you have Roth, let's put some growth stocks in there. Think about it. If you own NVIDIA in there 5 years ago and it was up 1,000%, every penny's tax-free. You own McDonald's stock and it has a 3% dividend. I'm just throwing out numbers here. It's not exact. But the dividend's tax-free. The growth on it is tax-free. We want to own growth in our Roth. We want to own the lower growth things in our tax deferred accounts. Are you even doing that? Because I see fairly often people come in and I see, why are you creating this income in your after tax accounts? You don't need it. You're paying tax on it. Or why are you trying to grow your IRAs as much as possible? And that could be in your Roth where it's tax free. Why are you increasing your RMD? Only lower growth stocks in there. So there's also these other layers to it. And it can be so impactful. Like you said earlier, it's tax preparation versus tax planning. The sooner you get on this, the sooner you do it, you know, the bigger impact it's going to have down the road. Otherwise, you know, it's whatever happens. If tax rates go up, if RMDs come in place, you got to just pay the piper.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Tom, I'm going to ask you a question that I think I know the answer to, but I'm going to have some fun and ask you anyway. Are you a fan and a follower of the Snoop Dogg reality show Snoop's Fatherhood by chance?
Did you want to guess the answer to that?
I'm going to assume it's probably not on your frequently watched list.
Not really, but you know, hey, to each their own.
There you go. Well, the reason I bring it up, Snoop Dogg and his daughter, Corey, they were recently on this reality show and it detailed Corey's wedding planning. Now on the Jennifer Hudson show, Snoop was asked, what's the most over the top gift he's ever given to his daughter? And I think the answer is kind of interesting. Take a listen.
You know what? It's the truth, but it was $1 million for her wedding.
Wow. That's right.
Oh my goodness.
But Jen, I told her if it was me, my wedding would have been $400 and $900 would have went in my pocket.
Daddy is still teaching lessons, I tell you that.
Yes. Hey, you can have a pretty good wedding for $100,000, right? And pocket the other $900. Reason I bring it up though, Tom, for most of us, a windfall can come in a form of a tax refund. Maybe it's a holiday bonus at work or even an unexpected winning in the lottery. So what advice do you give clients when they ask, what in the world should I do with a big unexpected windfall like that?
Well, you know, I've come across this a few times. Typically, you know, like you said, they get a big bonus. Sometimes it's an inheritance and it's common. I mean, we've talked about this before, Kevin, the baby boomers, 50 trillion they've estimated. I've seen them high 60 trillion. It's going to be the largest transfer of wealth in human history. And so there's these things, regardless of where it comes from, you know, that discussion invariably comes up. Okay, what do I do? And it's that whole pay yourself first. We just talked about it already, Kevin. We talked about Ross. I always say, think of the funding order of funding. Okay, first, let's try to get some stuff into tax-free. You get the Roth IRAs funded. If you're married, that's $8,000. That takes care of $16,000. Then we can go into these other things. You may want, if you're still working and you have a 401k, you may want to up your deductions out of your, you know, out of your paycheck and say, well, I'm going to have less take home. Yeah, but then you still have this pot of money. Maybe you draw that down, but you've increased your, so it's kind of, you're still accomplishing money into the 401k. You can't take that inheritance or that chunk of money and say, oh, here, I'm going to make a contribution. It's got to come through your paycheck. But how can you accomplish that? You can increase your contributions. You can do it dramatically, and then you have those funds. So, you know, of course, it's pay yourself first. One of the other things that I would say as we talk about this, because I think this is common, so I'll touch upon this, and then we can get into the whole gifting issue to your children. But, you know, people say, well, should I pay off my house? We come across this often. And so paying down debt. Now, certain debt, certainly you can pay down. And we just have to be careful with the homes. I have this discussion often. I say, look, there's two answers I can give you. One is the emotional answer, which is, you know, you've worked your whole life. You're going to sleep better. It's been a dream of yours. You don't care. You really want to get it paid off. That's it. Okay. But then we have to talk about the financial aspect of it, which is, does it make sense? We know typically people that have mortgages, most mortgages today are at very low rates. You may be making, depending on how far you are into the mortgage, you may be making a lot more to principal than you are to interest because it's amortized over a number of years. In addition to that, if you're talking about leaving the state or selling your home or downsizing in a few years, typically doesn't make sense to pay down the house. I'm just giving you a financial aspect of it. And the other thing is, once you pay that to the bank, that's there. You're done. You don't have that money anymore. So does it make more sense to put the money to work for you? In many cases, it does. So that's just, I just wanted to touch upon that because that becomes a common question. Do I pay down the house? And again, there's no pat answer. That's, I'm giving you general comments here. Everybody's situation is unique, but I just want to give you some things to consider there. And so we need to understand that. And so for anybody that has questions on some of this stuff, whether you've had a windfall or not, or some of the other things we're talking about, because this impacts everything from gifting to children to estate planning, also funding your retirement, you know, give us a call and schedule a time. We can go through all of these ideas we've talked about today, whether it's the income planning, getting to tax-free, contributing to you, to the different plans, and creating what I call a solid retirement plan. And again, that's something we offer. Give us a call. There's no cost or obligation, but you know what? It's going to be a thorough exam of where you stand in evaluation. You're going to walk out of here with ideas. You're going to know where you stand, and hopefully it's going to reduce the stress level quite a bit, because when you understand, you have clarity and confidence. That's what it's about. So again, give us a call if you like, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. You can even send me questions. You can schedule a time right on my calendar on the website. Sign up for our newsletters. Download information. We're here for you. So hopefully we get a chance to meet and we get a chance to help you out.
Tom, taking it one step further, we know that Snoop's going to have to pay taxes when it comes to that $1 million. The gift limit in 2024 was 18 grand. So let me ask you this. If there's listeners out there today that want to do something similar, maybe on a smaller scale, if you will, what are some of the more maybe tax-efficient ways to give away money in situations like these?
Sure. I mean, the gift tax has gone up to, in 2025, went up to $19,000 per person. So technically, you can gift, if you know, a child, you know, actually anyone, it can be any person, any individual, $19,000 per person per year. So if you're married, well, you can double that. So that's $38,000 per person per year. You can do it now. You can do it again in January. Now, there's also what are called lifetime exclusions. You can actually gift away part of your estate tax. I don't mean to get too into the weeds here. But, you know, if you said, I'm going to give $1 million for large, we do this with larger estates, and you can get into irrevocable trusts and you can get into some more advanced planning. But in the state of Illinois, the exemption is $4 million per person. Okay. They don't have a gift. You don't lose an exemption by gifting. It doesn't come off your exemption. It does on the federal level. Federal is right now, it's up to $15 million. So for those that have an estate, you know, over this $4 million, you can say, okay, I'm at five. I'm going to gift $1 million. Move it into a trust for now. Well, now you're under the limit. It doesn't reduce your $4 million. Now, it can reduce your estate tax. Now you're 15. I'm keeping this very general, but your federal estate tax goes from 15 down to 14, but I still have $14 million, right? So these are some, there's some rules here, and everybody, I'm giving you different ideas. For those of you that, you know, have a state tax exposure in the state of Illinois.
Tom, I wish people could hear the conversations you and I have between segments off air, because we just had a little fun with our next topic. And I think before we get into it, we need to preface this with, I'm not the biggest movie guy in the world. I know you're a, you consider yourself a bit of a movie buff. Do you not?
Well, I, you know, I guess. Yeah, sure. I like certain movies.
I think we can both agree, though, on one of the great movies of all time. Took place in my hometown of Philadelphia. It is Rocky. Now, you and I think both agree Rocky, the original Rocky, probably that's the best. Maybe Rocky II, close follow-up. I mean, would you say that that's fair? One and two are the best of them all?
Yeah. You had somebody, I'll give it two a little bit. It was better than the rest.
You had somebody try to convince you that Rocky III was the best? I mean, come on. Are you kidding me?
Sad.
Yeah.
Sad.
That is sad. Reason I bring it up is for our listeners who may be in tune with financial media, you're hearing a lot of folks on Wall Street these days sounding quite bullish. Well, one of them spoke to CNBC here recently. This is market strategist Ryan Dietrich, and he's calling this, and I quote Mr. Dietrich, a Rocky Balboa market.
This market does not want to go down. I've been coming on it for a while saying lows were in. We were saying that back in April. It sounded crazy then. Now it's looking more like it. But I think it's really important to know this market doesn't want to go down, kind of like Rocky.
All right. The only thing he's missing there is a Yo Adrian reference. I mean, we need to get a Yo Adrian in there, don't we, at some point?
Well, or we could do Burgess Meredith doing some Mick, you know.
Yeah. Maybe, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. Some of that, too. That would work as well.
Yeah, that would be good. But let me ask you this, Tom. When it comes to his quote about it being a Rocky Balboa market, what do you tell somebody that's 3, 4, 5 years away from retirement how to sort of handle what we've seen, especially here in the last few weeks and months when it comes to the market?
Well, you know, if we're taking a snapshot of the market, I can't disagree with what he's saying. You know, if you think about it, it's been hit by all the, well, there's going to be these tariffs. That's going to just bring this market down. Well, if the Fed doesn't cut rates, that's just going to bring this market down. We keep going on these different things, but this market keeps punching, and it is. And are we in a bull market? To me, it's not an opinion. It just is. We are. And does it look like, you know, I can get into some of the statistics, of course. I mean, we talk about just the earnings came out. They were good. We get into, we think the Fed, you know, the probability of the Fed cutting rates in September, I think is over 80%. And then they think there's going to be subsequent Fed rate cuts. These are all positives for the market. Then we look at other things that have happened. Again, we can get into, we look at the statistics of, you know, it was over the 20-day moving average for over 60 days. That's happened about 10 times since 1960. 9 out of those 10 times, the market was up 12 months later. I'll stop. But my point is, you know, if you're looking at your portfolio, this is, you know, I made this comment earlier, Kevin. We talk about any aspect of your planning, whether it's the income planning, whether it's the tax planning. It comes down to one thing, I think, that's with troubling a little bit is understanding. Because if you don't understand what's going on, I mentioned Dalbar did that 20-year study. The average investor did between 4 and 5% in equities. The market did over 9. This is the S&P in a 20-year period. Why? And so because of this misunderstanding, we're guessing, and, you know, when we have clarity and confidence and we understand, this is what I pride myself on with clients. You stop guessing and you start knowing. And it gives you some freedom because you're less independent on what other people are telling you. So I say, let's stick to the facts. Look, if you're 5 years out from retirement and you're relying on your investments, that's why when I talk about creating guaranteed income so you can rely on your investments less. That was in the first segment. I hope you understand that. Then reducing the taxes. All of these things have a domino effect, right? Mm-hmm. And so we can take a look at this market, but when was the last time you updated and rebalanced your portfolio? When was the last time you organized your investments? I did sit down with my wife this past weekend, okay? Mm-hmm. We pulled up her 401k. We pulled up some of her plans through work. We went through them together. And so, you know, I tell people, you have portability. If you have, and this is not uncommon, I have people come in with 3 IRAs, an old 401k. I've mentioned it before. The study that showed that there's 30 million old 401ks from job changes out there sitting there. Now, how can you be successful as an investor if you have an old 401k you may not have looked at in 5 years? This is why this is so critical. I say get organized. That's the starting point. There's a portability. If you have 3 Roths, you can have one. You have 2 IRAs and an old 401k, you can have one. They can all go together. So you need to get organized. And if your spouse has 3 and 4 accounts, because otherwise financial organization, you got to get started. And that's why we offer those asset organizers. If there's one takeaway from this discussion, and we'll talk more about investments, Kevin, but, you know, get organized. You have to get organized. So I'm going to pound the table on that. You know, we'll send out that asset organizer. I'll also include the 5-step method to creating a investment plan that fits your risk tolerance, investment objectives, and time horizon. We'll get that out to you, and you can start this along with these other pieces we've talked about. If you want that, or if you want to sit down for a portfolio analysis so you can understand your risk, understand what you own, just give us a call. Pick up the phone, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711 for that portfolio x-ray. This is important stuff, so we really need to know what we own. What do we have in equities? What do we have in fixed? What do we own? And what is the overall objective? And does it make sense for us? Because you're getting in this retirement red zone 5 years out. Mm-hmm. Really, we need to know. And I think we're kind of on autopilot, and this is really important. So that's why I offer that portfolio x-ray. This is just part of it. We'll do all the tax strategies, everything we've talked about. This is complete, but one of them is knowing what you own and knowing why you own it.
Yeah, that's a big deal. And obviously, Tom, I'm sure you've seen over the years, folks have a lot of things. They own it. Maybe not necessarily exactly sure why they own certain things, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And that's why we call this look under the hood. We talked about target date funds last week. And, you know, you see 2030, 2035, 2040. Do you know what's inside there? And if I pose that question, and then we talk about what your overall investment plan is, do we understand the risk that we have? what about fees? If you're paying unnecessary fees, I've talked about it before. I've had someone come in here. They're paying the advisor, whatever it is, over 1%. But you know what? Unbeknownst to him, the strategy that was being used was also charging over 1%. So he was over 2% in fees. Mm-hmm. That's another part of this. So it's not just, the investments, understanding what you own, but, what is the – so there's risk, there's costs, and then how does it tie into your overall plan? And so – this is where we start to kind of demystify all this stuff and understand it doesn't have to be as complicated. Again, this market and understanding why it's kind of logic. Why are you invested the way you are? Why do you own equities? And yes, there's some risk, but you want to have growth. And so you start to feel comfortable with what you own. And what happens once you have comfort and knowledge and understanding of what you have, you can stay the course. It's not timing the market. It's time in the market. That's just a true statement. We can look at these numbers all day long. I quoted Dalbar. I can show you a Fidelity study that shows what happens if you miss the best 6 or 7 days over a 10-year period. This stuff is dramatic. So I'll say it again, and I said it before. There's no set it and forget it. But when was the last time you updated and rebalanced your portfolio? Wouldn't it be nice if you could say with confidence, I understand what I own. I understand why I have what I have. You don't want to go backwards when you're 5 years out from retirement. You're running a marathon. You see the finish line ahead. Don't trip. And that's why we offer all of this discovery. I like to call it, we're doing due diligence on your overall plan, from the taxes to the income to the portfolio. And I think it can be liberating. It's going to be a good experience. If you want to take advantage, pick up the phone. There's no cost or obligation. Don't procrastinate. 630-864-6711. Go to the website, alphawealthgroup.com. You can get on my calendar right there on the website. It's easy. It's simple. So you have no excuse. Even if you want to just ask me a question or email me, I'd responded to one this last week on Social Security and taxes. Please, we're a resource for you. We're here for you.
630-864-6711, or you can always reach Tom at alphawealthgroup.com. Once again, that's alphawealthgroup.com.
1410 is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Tom Fortino and Alpha Wealth Group are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.